The following is a recording for Manuel Perez of IR Strat on Thursday, February 23rd, 2017 at 10 a.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome everyone to the Crédito Real's fourth quarter 2016 conference call. Crédito Real issued its quarterly report on Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. If you did not receive a copy via email, please do not hesitate to contact us in Mexico City at +52 55 52 28 9753. It is important to note that the presentation and the MP3 recording referred to in this call will be available at www.creal.mx. Before we begin the call today, I would like to remind you that information discussed in today's call may include forward-looking statements on Crédito Real's future financial performance and prospects, which are subject to risk and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially, and the company cautions not to rely unduly on these forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statements. With us this morning from Crédito Real, we have Mr. Angel Romano, CEO, and Mr. Carlos Ochoa, Deputy CEO. They will discuss on the more important strategic, financial, and operating aspects of the fourth quarter 2016. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Romano. Sir, please begin.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking part in our quarterly call. We are pleased to disclose that the company's recurring net income increased by 12.4% during 2016, reaching over 1.5 billion pesos. More remarkable than the figure itself is the fact that this was achieved during a year in which the Mexican reference interest rate increased by over 250 basis points, clearly affecting our net interest margin. The new reality implies coping with higher interest rates and a more volatile economic environment from now on. During 2016, we made important decisions towards facing this new reality. Firstly, by diversifying our regional footprint, we will be able to mitigate local interest rate hikes by changing the composition of our portfolio. As of this year, Instacredit weighs close to 20% of the book, with net interest margins well above 40%. We believe that by year-end, close to 25% of our business will be served in the Central American region. Another relevant decision made in 2016 was the refinancing of most of our U.S. dollar-denominated debt and extending the liquidity profile of the company to over 4 years. The issuance of the senior notes in 2016 was the largest single refinancing exercise in the story of the company. During the year, the company refinanced over 60% of its total liabilities, and by doing so, rating agencies, banks, and debt capital market investors reiterated their confidence in our business model. The economic outlook for this year remains just as challenging. The pressure over the net interest margins shall continue throughout the year. As such, we have repriced all of our products to the end consumer, increasing not only what the reference rate has increased, but some more for future rate hikes we expect throughout the year. The effects on our revenue line for increasing pricing to our customers shall be seen until mid-2018, when all of the new loan originations form an important part of the total loan book. We plan to grow our portfolio in the range of 10% for the year, concentrating our efforts on our most efficient and profitable products, which are Instacredit, payroll loans, and Moncar. It is important to highlight that today we have no currency risk, as 100% of our dollar-denominated debt has a full cross-currency swap covering both interest and principal to maturity. As for our debt in Mexican pesos, 25% is fixed, and the rest floats with a spread over the Mexican reference rate. We are actively looking for ways to efficiently fix rates for more of our peso-denominated debt. Maintaining asset quality and the most efficient use of our resources through cost reduction initiatives will be top priorities for the company for 2017. With this, I leave you for more detail on the numbers with Carlos Ochoa. Thank you.
Thank you, Ángel. Good morning, and thank you all for taking part in Credicorp's quarterly conference call. During the quarter, we experienced a negative carry driven by the remaining unused resources of the senior notes 2023. This effect is reflected in the investment in securities in line in the balance sheet for close to 1 billion pesos, and in the interest expense account in the P&L for over 55 million pesos. Also, during 2016, we had the effect of a non-recurring item registered upon the unwinding of the company's 2019 senior notes. Regarding the interest income, during this quarter, we reached interest income of close to 1.8 billion, increasing 48% compared to the fourth Q 2015. The increase was mainly due to the growth in the loan portfolio spurred by Instacredit, which contributed to 32% of the consolidated interest income and the used car business in the States. Concerning funding, the average funding cost increased from 6.1% reported on the fourth quarter 2015 to 9.7% during this quarter. This increase is explained by higher funding costs upon Instacredit consolidation and an increasing Mexican reference rate and the negative carry effect previously mentioned. Excluding these factors, our cost of funds would have reached 7.1%. When it comes to the financial margin increased 25% to reach 1.2 billion pesos, driven by interest income growth. Instacredit contributed to 36% to the consolidated financial margin. Provision for loan losses. Provision for loan losses reached 290 million during this quarter. Over the year, we have gradually built a solid allowance for loan losses balance, as displayed by a coverage ratio increment from 117% to 148% year-over-year. Administrative expenses. The administrative expenses reached 806 million during the fourth quarter 2016, showing an increase of 104% when compared to the fourth Q in 2015. This increase is mainly driven by integrating the expenses of AFS and Instacredit and Doncarro. Net income. In the fourth quarter, the net income decreased by 72% to 345 million due to the negative carry effect and for the 55 million. For 2016, the recurring net income increased by 12% to reach 1.5 billion. When it comes to the key financial ratios, this quarter, the return on assets was 3.8%, driven by the decrease on the net interest margin, with return on equity reached 15%, mainly affected by 138% rise in financial expenses. 2016 recurring return on average equity and return on average assets reached 18% and 4.5% respectively. The quarter's efficiency ratio increased to 58%, mainly driven by the integration of the expenses of Instacredit, AFS, and Doncarro into Credicorp. During 2016, the recurring efficiency ratio without Resuelve would have been 54%. We exclude Resuelve since this business does not involve credit risk. Our capitalization ratio improved to 38.8% as of the fourth quarter of 2016, compared to the 38.1% recorded in the fourth quarter of 2015. Even after the increased debt to finance our recent acquisition, we still have a capitalization ratio well above the average of the financial sector. Regarding our loan portfolio, our loan portfolio increased by 36% to reach almost 24 billion pesos at the end of the fourth quarter of 2016. The increase is mainly explained by the consolidation of Instacredit and AFS, as well as the double-digit growth in the payroll business and the used car segment. Excluding the acquisition of Instacredit, the book increased by 11%. We continue supporting our portfolio growth with the pensioner segment, which represented about 13% of the total origination during the fourth quarter. Also, nearly 89% of the payroll loans came from the three main distributors in which we own equity. Our durable goods loan portfolio decreased by 57% year over year, and the origination was zero in this quarter. As we have already mentioned, the market of our durable goods segment has reached a mature stage, reason which is why we have considered on a gradual exit for this business. Our SMEs portfolio decreased by 8% year over year to totalize 1.3 billion pesos as of the fourth quarter of 16. We had an improvement in SMEs net interest margin of approximately 600 basis points by repricing its loan portfolio above the increase in the Mexican reference rate. Additionally, we improved our NPLs to below 1% by focusing on high-quality customers and restricted credit policies. Regarding our group loan business, our operators Contigo and Somos Uno reported a 45% loan portfolio growth. Of this, we recognize the funding part of 418 million pesos. Our group loan partners continue to expand their number of customers while maintaining a strong portfolio performance metrics. Our used car portfolio increased 51% year over year, reaching 2.8 billion, almost 2.8 billion at the end of the fourth quarter 16. The portfolio increase was driven by the expansion in our U.S. business, and as of the fourth quarter of 16, the business in Mexico, used car business in Mexico, represents 2% of the total portfolio, whilst the used car business in the state represents 9% of the total loan portfolio. Intercredit's loan origination loan portfolio represented 18% of total loan portfolio and 18% of the origination during the quarter. This quarter, the non-performing loan portfolio was 2.2% compared to 2.4% last year. The NPL decreased mainly by the payroll and the SME business. The NPL is in line with a 2-3% long-term objective as we have achieved greater diversification in our loan portfolio. As Angel mentioned, during 2017, we will focus our growth in our most profitable businesses, and we will execute the necessary adjustments along for the following quarters to enhance our profitability. With this, I conclude my remarks, and now let me turn back the call to the operator to open the line for Q&A.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Tito Labarta from Deutsche Bank.
Hi, good morning, Angel and Carlos. Thanks for the call. A couple questions. The first one's a little loaded, to be honest, but I'm a little surprised by your loan growth guidance of 5-10% for this year. You know, I understand the uncertainty in Mexico, and you know, you have a somewhat mature portfolio in payroll lending, and some of the other segments are slowing down. But with the acquisitions with Instacredit and AFS in the U.S., you know, that was supposed to provide some diversification and support for growth. You know, in fact, in the fourth quarter, you know, Instacredit grew loans more than 20%. Used car loans grew 6%, and your total loan portfolio grew 5% in the fourth quarter alone. So I'm surprised that such a big deceleration in growth for 2017. So I just want to get a little bit more understanding behind that. Because also, you know, that means your ROE is going to fall this year with the guidance you gave. Also, you know, ROE maybe 15-16%. You know, is that the new sustainable level of ROE that we should expect, or you know, how does the loan growth, you know, play into your long-term ROE? And my second question: there was a big drop in other income from operations. It was $23 million. This quarter, it was $328 million in the third quarter. So I just want to understand that and what, how should we think about that going forward. Thank you.
Hello, Tito. This is Angel. How are you? I'll answer your first question first, the growth in the portfolio. We are expecting growth of around 20% in both Instacredit and our U.S. business, but it's still a small part of the whole portfolio. So we're expecting, we're very, we're being very conservative on the Mexico side for the year. So we're leaving that almost unchanged for the year in our projections, and that gives you a total growth of about 10% for the portfolio. But it's mainly coming from the South American and the U.S. operations. As for ROE, yes, our ROE was much lower than anticipated in the fourth quarter, but if you see, our equity grew almost 50% during the year, and there were no dividends by the end of the year, so that's part of the explanation of why ROE. But once our margins come back and we go back to our dividends, and this is next year, because all of our loans that we give are on a fixed rate, and our funding, 75% of our funding in Mexico is on a variable rate. So now we have been able to push up the rates for our end consumers, but that won't show on the numbers until mid next year, when it's more or less the average of the loan portfolio. So you will be able to see margins come back to where they were at mid last year, mid next year. We covered ourselves, assuming that interest rates may still go up in Mexico, maybe by 1.5 percentage points, 150 basis points. So the net increase we did to interest rates to our consumers is like 30% more than what interest rates have grown in Mexico. And for the third part of your question, I'll let Carlos answer.
Yes, and probably also adding a little bit in terms of the ROE. I mean, we knew from the beginning of the year that the profitability metrics would be affected by the two elements. First, the increase at the beginning of the year by, you know, consolidated Instacredit in February. We knew that the profitability metrics would be affected by that one. We didn't foresee all the increase in interest rates, but as Angel was mentioning, we would expect that to normalize over the next year. When it comes to the other expense, the other income from operations line, what we had on the fourth quarter was an adjustment due to a consolidation in one of the subsidiaries, which was Resuelve. There was an issue there, and that led to a decrease, that dramatic decrease in that line. That should normalize to what we saw in the third quarter, to in the range of three, what you saw in the last quarter, three quarters of 16, to the range of 300, 250. Normally that would be it. That would be it.
Okay, thanks. That's helpful. So maybe just one follow-up then in terms of the loan growth. Yeah, I understand this year the slowdown, but do you expect it then to pick up also in 2018 so you start to get faster growth? Because, I mean, your ROE is going to really be a function of your loan growth, right? I mean, that's really what's kind of driven your performance. So, you know, if the loan growth stays around 10%, your ROE will be suppressed. But if the loan growth comes back in 2018, and that can provide some support. So you just want to get some maybe longer-term outlook for loan growth after you get through 2017.
Yes, we are certain that 2018 will be a much better year indexes-wise.
Okay, but
all our indicators will look much better than this year.
Yeah, so the growth would go back above 15, 20%, and I know it's kind of far out, but just want to get a sense of what's the sustainable growth for the next few years.
You know, our long-term growth guidance is between the 15 to 20%, and probably we should be in the range of the 15% in the coming years.
And as I said before, Tito, we're being very conservative on the Mexican side, but if things don't turn as volatile as we expected, growth may be there this year too, no? But we prefer to be very conservative for our projections.
Yeah. Okay, that's helpful. Thank you both.
Thank you, Tito.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Ernesto Galindo from Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Hi, good morning, Angel and Carlos, and thanks for taking my call. Three questions from my side. On the first one, give her your loan growth guidance of 5 to 10%. What can we expect in terms of net interest income or financial margin growth for this year? Also, we have seen a couple of quarters with a cost of risk at 5%. So I just want to know what you expect for this ratio going forward. Secondly, follow-up in other income. Can you share with us your growth expectations for fees and other income growth, or the average amount per quarter? And finally, can you share with us how much of your funding is fixed and how much is at floating rates, and how do you see the cost of funding at the end of the year? Thank you.
Well, yes, in terms of the net income, what we would expect as we guided for this year, we would expect it to be the growing up to 5%. As we discussed yesterday while our call, Ernesto, we prefer to be more on the conservative side because, as Angel was mentioning, what we expect for this year is that the Mexican reference rate will increase by 150 basis at least. So we prefer to be more cautious in terms of guiding the net income growth in that sense.
It's more net interest income, not really the net income.
Right. Yeah. The what we would expect in that sense is that it should remain above the 20%. It should remain above the 20%, and what we intend to do in that sense is, you know, changing the mix of the composition of the portfolio by increasing the participation of our businesses outside of Mexico. So I think that if we maintain the net interest margin above the 20%, 21% or something in that range, that should lead, combined with a reduction on the expenses side, that should lead to a growth in the net income up to the 5% that we guided.
Okay, perfect. And about your cost of risk?
The cost of risk should be trending towards the 4%. Normally it would be like that. And also, what you see in the terms of the cost of risk, that it's moving towards the 5%, it was due to the standardization of the, you know, of the definitions of NPLs as well as the definitions of the charge-off. You know, just to remind everyone on the line, the definition that we have for NPL is that we keep on the balance sheet the portfolio between the NPL is between 1 and 90 days past due and 180 days past due, and after 180 days we charge it off. So basically what you see is that in the businesses outside of Mexico, applying the discharge of policy leads to a higher cost of risk, but it's netted on the other income side by the income that you generate in repossessing the assets or collecting from the charge of account. So the net effect should be close to the 4% or in the range of the 4%.
Okay, perfect. And then I will allow you to answer the second and third question.
Could you remind me the third question was in terms of the cost of funds? Right now we have, it's like 25% what we have in fixed. We have 25% normally in that range. The idea, and if you remember before the issuance of the senior notes last year, the proportion of the debt that was fixed, it was in the range of 45% to 50. We intend to do so. We intend to keep that range of fixed debt within our book. And we haven't done it so because the volatility in the market, it makes it very, very expensive. So basically what we've been doing, I mean, it's like, you know, waiting for the right time in order to increase the proportion that is fixed, of fixing the debt, right? But that should be in the range of 45 to 50% of the total debt will be fixed.
Great, thank you. And the second one was a follow-up in other income. I just want to know your expectations for that line. I don't know if you can guide an average amount per quarter, and what are you expecting for fees growth?
Yeah, you look at, if you see the most visible part of the, well, at least the most dynamic part in the other income line would be the fees charged by Resuelve. As of this year, in 2016, the Resuelve, the income generated, the fees generated by Resuelve were in the range of 450 million pesos in the year. Normally, it's in the range of 400, above 100 million pesos per quarter. And that should continue for this year and probably will be a little bit higher, probably in the range. It will increase by, I don't know, probably 10 to 15% that business. So by the end of the year, the other income line should be in the range of the 500 million pesos, more or less. Only for the Resuelve business.
Perfect. And for fees growth?
Those are the fees. Actually, just to remind you that the Resuelve is the fee business that we got.
So the combination of fees and other income should be around above 100 million pesos per quarter, or
Other income is also pretty much the same. I mean, what we are seeing in terms of collecting charge-off accounts, they amount like 400 million pesos per quarter. That trend should continue over the next year, over this year. So the combination of the two business, Resuelve, and the other income from collected from charge-off accounts, that should amount for 800 million pesos.
Ah, okay. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much, Carlos. Much appreciated.
Welcome, Ernesto.
Thank you. As a final reminder, please press star 1 at this time for any questions. Our next question comes from Alessandro Arlant with Bank of America.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just a follow-up question on the discussion and your earlier comments on the financial policy. I know that, you know, Mexico is in the spotlight and that you have a lot of changes this year, especially with politics in the U.S., and that you want to keep a higher than usual cash balance. You also mentioned about your funding strategy and the interest rates that you want to have, fixed versus floating. My question is particularly looking at the dollar bonds. You do have a call option coming up in March for the 2019 dollar bonds. I'm just wondering if you think it would be prudent to exercise the call, reducing the cash balance or refinancing in the local market, even though 100% of your dollar debt is hedged, if that would make sense now in the next few weeks. Thank you.
Hi, Alessandro. On a strategic level, what we intend to do is to fund our operations locally, right? So basically, the intention would be, you know, to diversify the sources of funding in pesos, and for the business in the States, do the same in equally in the Central American business. That's on the more strategic level. When it comes to the senior notes, the call that we have for the next month, we haven't decided yet what we are going to do with that one, because that proportion of the debt is already fixed, and it's quite convenient for us because we have a material mark-to-market on that one. So we haven't decided what to do with that one. I mean, I would say that the important part of the story when it comes to funding is that right now we still have a strong balance sheet in terms of the cash that we handle, and we also have undrawn bank line for over 2 billion pesos, and we are still negotiating with the banks increasing in the bank line. So we feel comfortable that the liquidity is not going to be an issue for this year. Not sure if that answers your question.
Yes, no, sure, I understand. I know that there's a balance between, you know, the liquidity and also the local funding, right? But your dollar debt, it is hedged, and I imagine you have a gain on that in terms of mark-to-market, correct?
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
That's great.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Herman Velasco of BBVA.
Hi, good morning, Carlos and guys. Thank you very much for the call. Just a quick question regarding the loan growth. You mentioned that you are going to be very cautious in the Mexico business, but you also said that the business in Intercredit will increase at around 20%, and maybe the business in U.S. will grow at double digits. So what are your expectations about the payroll business in Mexico? Because it has grown above 10%, so it is a little bit difficult to think that this business is going to increase below 10%. That would be my question. Thank you.
Hello, Herman. This is Angel Romanos. We're not saying that we won't grow our business in Mexico. What we're saying is we're being cautious on what we project for our business in Mexico. Business is being good. The first month was very good. What's gone over in February has been good. So, but we are cautious because there's a lot of instability in the currency and interest rates. So we don't want to get overexcited about Mexico very soon, although we may grow our portfolios in Mexico. We're not being cautious on the way we originate or on really stopping our way of doing business. We're just being cautious in the way we project for our business in Mexico.
Okay, so do you have a number in mind of what would be a reasonable increase for the payroll loans?
For our projections, we're leaving it even, but we may grow that business between 5 and 10% if things go good in Mexico.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Herman.
Once again, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our next question comes from Claudia Benavente from Santander.
Hi, thanks for the call. Just wanted to know what were the terms of the three-year credit obtained for $110 million. I understand the interest rate on peso terms was at 7.22%, but was this loan hedged? What were the terms of the hedge? And that's it. Thank you.
Hi, Claudia. Yes, actually that loan was for refinancing the loan that we got in the previous year for the acquisition of Intercredit. So basically what we did is that we extended the maturity of that loan. In terms of the loan, it's a 3-year loan with 3 amortizations due in at the 18th month, at the 24th month, and also and the 40% at the 36th month. The interest rates, both the principal and interest rates, are hedged, fully hedged. And as you already mentioned, the interest rate that we will be paying for that loan is for 7.22% in pesos, fixed in pesos.
Okay, but the thing is I was comparing it to your last bond issuance last year, and you had a coverage both in terms of the interest rate and the FX. So the net effect right now is only to have this fixed interest rate at 7.22, right?
Yes, for that loan, there was an improvement from the interest rate in the previous year was at 9.15, but once that you add the cost of hedging the principal, that led to, it was something in the range of 12%. So there was a major improvement regarding that loan in terms of interest rates.
Perfect, thank you.
Welcome.
With no more questions in the queue, the question and answer session concludes. Thank you all for being on today's conference call. You may now disconnect.